Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It is the radio segment that just wants to be loved.
Aww.
Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everybody else does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of College Station, Texas. A 19-year-old student at Texas A&M named Miranda Rader was heading back to her dorm the other night and decided to take a few topless selfies for her boyfriend while she was driving.
Why would you not wait till you got back to your dorm?
Can't that wait? Yeah, just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she got distracted while she was sending them through Snapchat and crashed into the back of a cop car that was parked on the side of the road.
Wait, clarify. She was topless while driving to take the nude selfies?
Taking some topless pics.
Okay. I'm just making sure that I heard that right.
Luckily, it was just a fender bender, so nobody was hurt. But her bra was undone, and she was still trying to put her shirt back on when the cops walked up to her window.
Oh, my God. That frantic moment when you're like, God, why did I wear the one with the zippers on it? Dang it.
Or the cop was like, Yeah. This has always been my fantasy.
Yeah, whatever. Her luck, it's a female cop.
Hey, don't discriminate. Still could be.
Yeah.
This has always been my fantasy. You never
true.
Know.
That's true.
Also, to make matters worse for Miranda, the police ended up finding an open bottle of wine in her car, and then she failed a sobriety test.
Okay. Now
we know what's going on.
Now she's facing charges for driving while intoxicated with an open container, and she's under 21. So she also got cited for underage drinking.
Parents think she's doing really well in school.
Yeah. Would have just waited a few minutes to send those snaps.
Gosh.
This next laser story is out of Garland County, Arkansas. There's a 43-year-old woman named Christy Lynn Goss who's been working as an administrative assistant for the judges in her county since 2004. And apparently, no one knew this, but she's been embezzling money for the past 5 years.
Whoa, ain't nobody got time for that.
She used the money to pay her bills, go on trips, pay her taxes, and most importantly, to buy a tuxedo for her dog.
Hey, at least the girl's got a budget.
Since she used the county credit card for a lot of her embezzling, there's a full paper trail of the stuff that she bought, and the dog tuxedo really jumps off the page at you.
So wait, she was doing this for, it took him 5 years to figure it out, and she's just using the credit card? Like,
they move slow, you know?
Yeah, government, right?
Totally.
When she couldn't explain how the dog tuxedo had anything to do with her work, she was fired.
Oh, that's too bad.
Then arrested after an investigation. Christy Lynn is now facing 6 felony counts of fraud for embezzling a total of $346,000.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
But at least the dog is dressed nicely.
She would have charged that dog's tuxedo on her regular account. She might have still been doing this.
Oh, man.
This next laser story out of Tucson, Arizona. 52-year-old Delbert Thomas wanted to get rid of some weeds around his property the other day.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he didn't have a weed eater because authorities said he decided to use a blowtorch.
Kapooyah! Kapooyah!
Blowtorch?
I mean, the poor guy's name is Delbert. He's already going to make... It just leads to bad choices, I think.
Surprisingly, it didn't work out for Delbert.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because an hour after he finished, he realized he could still smell smoke. And then he realized his house was on fire.
Dude.
Oh, my God!
So, I mean, and the thing is, if I was going to use a blowtorch on weeds, I'd stick around and make sure that the fire was out.
I'm sure there was a NASCAR race or something on TV.
Yeah, you're right.
Apparently, the fire from the weeds got to the base of his house, spread up one of his walls and into the attic, and Delbert could see the flames shooting out of an air vent on the side of his house.
Oh, shoot.
Scary.
Firefighters managed to put it out before the entire house went up, but sounds like Delbert's dealing with a decent amount of damage. It's not clear how much it'll cost to fix it, but Delbert can't live there for now.
But his yard looks fantastic.
Yeah, so he and his 2 housemates are staying with relatives. Lesson learned, don't use a blowtorch to do your gardening.
I'm glad we went over that.
This next laser story is out of Buffalo, New York. 24-year-old guy named Justin Payne really wanted to be a cop. And he did well on the written tests a few weeks ago.
Good job. Yeah.
But he's 260 pounds, and the police told him that he wouldn't be able to meet their physical requirements.
Mm.
So Justin came up with a brilliant idea to have one of his ripped friends take the physical test for him.
What?
I thought you were going to say, wait a year, work out really hard, and get into the best shape of his life.
No. I got to fast track it.
Oh, okay.
And they actually might have gotten away with it if his friend hadn't accidentally signed his own name at the bottom of his form.
His friend has muscles. He doesn't need smarts.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, that made the police suspicious. They also take fingerprints at the written test and the physical one. And when they compared Justin's prints to his friend's, they saw that they were not the same person. So Justin was arrested recently for criminal impersonation. And a police lieutenant says that means, quote, he's pretty much out of consideration for being hired.
Does lose weight.
I mean, and who wants to be a cop that bad? That's so sad. The one guy who's like, yes.
Yeah. When you break the law trying to get into law enforcement, it's usually not good. This next laser story is out of house headquarters. Researchers had people check out a 3-bedroom house for sale in California, but the place was filled with different smells for different people. Mm. Then they asked the people how much they thought the house would sell for. Here are the results.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Citrus was number one.
Oh.
And people thought it should sell for $648,000.
Okay.
It smells like citrus.
Yeah. Okay. I've always heard it's a real estate trick to have your owner bake apples before you do a showing. Yeah.
Brownies, they thought the house would be $626,000.
Okay.
Fresh baked bread, $617,000.
Dude, I'm buying this house regardless right now.
It sounds like a wonderful place to live.
Yeah.
Coffee, $598,000.
Whoa, that's a big difference.
That is a big difference.
It's a huge difference.
For the same house?
Remember,
you don't like coffee or you don't.
The top one was $40,000 more than that.
$648,000 if it smelled like citrus. Now down to chicken, $571,000. So if your house smells like chicken.
That's kind of weird.
Doesn't seem as
man.
Expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true. During a showing? Like,
yeah.
What?
Why does it smell like chicken in here?
They even did socks and feet.
Ew.
And who's the weirdo who walked in there and was like, this is perfect. This place smells amazing.
Is anyone else mouthwatering right now?
Does it smell like this all the time? I sure hope so. Socks and feet, $567,000.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's almost a $100,000 difference just because of the smell.
Yeah.
But it's still, someone would pay over $500,000 if a place smelled like socks and feet. That's kind of weird.
That would be zero for me.
Yeah.
If I walked in, I was like, this place stinks like feet and socks. Sorry, I don't care how much it is. I'm not going to be buying this.
$550,000. That's my final offer.
So if you can make your house smell like oranges or brownies instead of athlete's foot, it seems like it will make your house seem like it's worth a lot more money.
Buy some air fresheners.
Or if you don't want people to buy your house, make it smell like socks and feet.
There you
That's
go.
All you have to do. Or you can just have this little guy in the living room when they walk in. That's a turtle humping a shoe. Right in the middle of an open house, scaring everybody away. Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.